Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow us on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. At the bottom of the hour, friend of the show, Eddie House coming up to talk all things NBA. And look, we're getting close to the playoffs, so it's definitely a lot to get into with Mr. Eddie House. Don't want to miss that. Then follow that up with Shop Talk. This one should be good. I like this topic that we have for Shop Talk, so it'll be fun. All right, Rob, let's stay there with the NBA. And Dame Dalla has been balling out, Rob. 51 points a few days ago against, who was that? Philadelphia? After missing the two free throws and getting mocked by Paul George and Patrick Beverley against the Clippers.
Right.
And then last night goes berserk for 61, matching Wilt Chamberlain as the only players in NBA history with three games in the same season of 60 or more points. Think about that. Michael Jordan never did it. Kevin Durant hasn't done it. James Harden hasn't done it. Kareem never did it. Shaq, Kobe. Like, it's amazing. And this dude, a 6'2 point guard, did it. Now, I want to say this first, because I was on Undisputed today with Skip and Shannon. And I called it a regular season masterpiece. Shannon called it a virtuoso performance. And Skip, of course, ripped it. Skip gave me love for 40. Right. He said for 46 minutes and 30 seconds, he was great. And then the last minute and a half, remember, that's when he hit that three-pointer that bounced off the rim and back down. For last minute and a half, he said he was lucky and not good. What was your take? Or are you more Skip or more with me and Shannon?
It's hard to nitpick on a performance like that. So I'm with the majority, not with the minority in this one. he's played well. I just look at, I don't look at him. We know he's a great player. And right. I use that term, not like all-time greatest player ever.
He's a great player. He's on, if he continues this, he'll be in the Hall of Fame. If he continues this,
He's a great player. Yeah. But I'm always looking sideways at Portland, because there are all those other moments, too, where you just wonder. Remember last year, when they got swept out of the Western Conference Finals, it was like they didn't even belong there.
Yeah, there just and been Durant other moments. Wasn't playing.
Am I right? There are other moments that sometimes you just go, what? Even the day missed, anybody can miss free throws, but that was just like, he's too good, Chris, to miss those in that situation. You agree with that? Like, he's just too good.
Yeah, and I said this today because Skip, of course, brought up the same things you did about, and Skip went harder at him that he's not clutch and this and that. And I said, look, Skip, I can take every great player ever except Michael Jordan. And this is why I think one of the reasons I think he's the GOAT. And I can find a moment or a game or even parts of a series or a series where they just didn't have it. They didn't bring it. With Magic, when in 83 when he or 84 when he was Tragic Johnson, right? When that's right. What they were calling him. Larry Bird's
first finals. That's a great headline,
finals.
Right?
Tragic Johnson. Oh, that's awesome.
One of the all-time great newspaper headlines.
No doubt. Larry Bird's first finals had 2 8-point games. Can you imagine if a superstar did that today, how he'd be getting crushed? LeBron, obviously, Dallas in the 2011 finals. Kareem got swept by Bill Walton in the playoffs the year before Magic got there. That's why Jordan, he lost, but I can't point to the moment where you were just like, man, he didn't show up.
Right.
He melted down. He didn't know. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Even have a meltdown with LeBron and Dallas.
Yes.
There's a meltdown.
Magic's was a meltdown. LeBron's was a meltdown. Yeah.
That's a meltdown. And you could be the biggest LeBron fan. There's no way you could justify what happened.
Right.
Right?
I don't think
meltdown.
LeBron even tries to justify it.
You can't do it.
I think he's like, look, it happened. I had to learn from it. I move on. He knows it was a bad look. I mean, there's just nothing you can, no way you can defend that. But my point is, what I think with Dame is this, Rob, because you kind of hit it on the head when you said, look, we all know he's a great player, okay? But I think, Rob, he's reached the point. Like, I had him second team All-NBA on my official ballot this year. So my first team guards were LeBron and James Harden. My second team guards were Luka and Damian Lillard. Mm-hmm. You're not putting him ahead of Harden or LeBron, you know, so that's where he was. That's great. But I think now, Rob, I think in the past, he has been a guy that we all knew was really good. He's a perennial all-star for the most part. But, nobody's holding against him that he doesn't win. You know what I mean? You're not expecting him to win a championship, even be much of a factor. Last year was even strange, with Golden State, Durant being hurt and Houston goes out, in the second round. The side of the bracket for Portland to get to the conference finals was strange. You know what I mean? So nobody looked at it like, oh, they're close. But now with these performances, Rob, I think he's going now to the level where now we're going to really scrutinize him. Like now the only things he can do to kind of get that other level of praise is get an MVP award and a championship. That's it. Like, we're done. We know he's great. Like, look at James Harden. We know Harden is great. He's tremendous. But, you know, nobody's giving him extra praise until he shows he can win.
Right.
And that's where Dame's at, right?
Yes, he's at that level, too. I keep saying, like, the Portland Trail Blazers led by Dame are like an old box of Cracker Jacks, Chris. Where you eat it, you enjoy the show and enjoy everything, and then at the end, there's no prize at the bottom. You know, like
they're right. Right. That's a good way to put it.
And yep. You just go like, what? Where's my prize? And I think people have been waiting for it. Last year they had a shot. Like you said, they had a shot. And not only did they not win, they didn't show up for that. You know?
Like, yeah, it was almost, I mean, granted, Golden State had Draymond.
But still,
it was largely Steph and Klay against Dame and CJ.
And if you remember too, at Chris, your memory's probably better on the game than me. I don't think he had a great game 7 against Denver to get his team in either. Like if I remember,
I don't remember the exact
Rob G,
numbers
can you look
of that,
at those
but I think that's
end?
True. I think that's
I don't
fair.
Remember. I don't remember. I remember. You know, he might have had a bucket or so, but he didn't have like the game 7 that you would have wanted from your star player.
I think that's fair.
That's what
and
I remember.
And that's what he's going, and I said this on the air too, on TV. Now get ready for it. Because it's a compliment that you've jumped the level, right? But now the bar set higher. So if he gets to the playoffs this year, and they play the Lakers and they get swept and he doesn't do much. Oh, it's going to be extra scrutiny on him. It's going to be an extra level of criticism because of what he's done in the bubble. And so that's where you have to get. But it's interesting, you know, we're kind of on the same page as now he's just got to start winning. And Earl Watson, former player and former coach, he tweeted out right before the game yesterday, when Lillard hit 61, he tweeted out that Lillard had the opportunity to join a super team. He didn't say which players and what team, but he said he had the opportunity to join a super team and kind of turned it down. Lillard was asked about it, Rob, after the game. Here's what he said. I wouldn't even say it was somebody offering me to go to another team. It was just something that was constantly being mentioned to me, like, you should do this. You should go here. And I just said, that's not what I wish to do. Where I was drafted, I lived there comfortably. My family is comfortable. It's a great organization. The grass ain't always greener. For me, I feel like we can build something and get it done in Portland. And I really believe that. I don't just say it to say it. And now, here's what I'll say,
I
want to
say this real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
I was right. And Chris, it was worse than we thought. Damian Lillard, 3-for-17 in that game 7. It was C.J. McCollum who carried the team with 37 points. So he was.
How many did Lillard score?
I don't know what the number was, but 3-for-17.
13, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He didn't show up in the big game 7, and we've seen moments like that as well.
Yep.
That's not the pick on him. That's just facts.
It's just facts, right. But we talked about now it's to the point where he's got to win to get to that extra level. I mean, the MVP, certainly, that would be huge for him. But really, to get to that next level, he'd need to win a championship. And I got to be honest, Rob. Look, I respect anybody. I used to respect this about Allen Iverson. When he was like, look, of course I want to win a championship. But I want to do it here in Philly. And I'm going to work my butt off trying to get us that championship. But if I don't get it, I'm good with it. You know, like, I want to get it here. And if I don't get it, I'm fine. I'd rather do that than go somewhere else and join a team. Westbrook was the same way. And I get that Dame is that way, and I don't think you can help but respect that.
I'm not mad at people like that.
Right. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't think Dame is going to lead Portland to a championship. I mean, unless they bring in a couple other players and basically create a super team there. But so as much as I respect his decision, I got to be honest, Rob, for his career, like for his legacy, let's put it that way, it would be better if he joined a super team because everybody ripped. You ripped Kevin Durant. Everybody else ripped him. I didn't rip him, but most people did. But once he won, even though he was did it with a 73-win team and a team that had won a championship, all he got was praise. And now he's viewed as a two-time champion.
Nah, LeBron, there's still some people long-term, when you look at Kevin Durant and you put him up against other people, Chris, that will factor in. We've even heard some.
Well, it factors saying, in when you talk about, is he a top 10-ish and, you know,
yes,
all that. But for the most part, Rob, you know, for the most part.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like I was glad you brought up Clyde because some of the greats in the game don't have as much respect. And I'm not saying that he's not a great player and he won both MVPs, so it wasn't like he was just on their bandwagon. He was driving the bandwagon, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I still do think that hurts him a little bit.
Well, it's true. I mean, we've said it, we don't put asterisks by championships. However, we acknowledge every championship isn't created equal.
And we talk about nitpicking. When we talk right. about the greatest of all time, we're going to nitpick.
His championships, to me, they aren't as good as the one LeBron won in Cleveland. They just aren't. Now, if he gets one with Brooklyn, that'll top the two we got in Golden State.
100%.
You know?
Again, it will be winning what a franchise that hadn't won in the right. NBA, right?
But my point is this, and the same thing happened with LeBron. Everybody ripped him, of course, when he goes to Miami, but he wins, you know, when he wins, everybody praises him. And now he's a champion and so on and so forth. So if Lillard went, if he did join a super team, and won a championship, he might be the best player on the team, or, you know, certainly he's going to be 1B or second best or whatever. But if he won, his legacy would go up a notch. You know, that's just how it is. So as admirable as it is to stay put and I want to build it around me here, this is my team, we can do it. If you won a championship elsewhere with a super team, remember Kevin Garnett. He didn't want to leave Minnesota. And then he knew they had Paul Pierce and Ray Allen, he still didn't want to be a part of it. And then finally he gives in, and it was the greatest decision of his career. And so where are you at on that? I mean, again, I won't rip Dame because I think it's admirable to stay there and try to do it yourself.
I think
you don't get it, I love that.
But I think his legend would be bigger, obviously, if he wins and brings the championship to Portland. And he stayed there and maybe another player joined him there, Chris, rather than being the third wheel on a two-headed monster.
And I don't think he'd be a third wheel.
I'm just saying, well, I mean,
because he's going to have the ball, number one. But I agree. If he stays in Portland and they trade for somebody or, you know, he gets some star in there to join him, and they win, no doubt it's bigger. But I'm just saying, if he went, let's say, you know, because here's the other thing. Right now, we said it, he's gone to the next level where now he's going to be scrutinized. And now whenever he does something great individually, it's going to be the, yeah, but, you know, yeah, but can he win it? Like there is with Harden. Like there is with Westbrook at this point. And so if he went elsewhere and won it, I do think that'd be better for his legacy. You know, because you win a championship, if he doesn't win it soon, he may start thinking that way. You know, LeBron didn't think he'd go have to join people. I'm sure Durant probably didn't think he'd have to go join people. You know, but after a few years of the scrutiny, you're like, man, shoot, let me get this monkey off my back. All right, your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Would it have been better? Remember, apparently he had the chance. Would it have been better for Damian Lillard if he jumped to a super team when he had the chance? Or Do you think he'll be able to bring a title to Portland in the future? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday. We're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone is America's number one battery destination. No matter what battery problems you're dealing with, you can find your battery solution at AutoZone. Next time you're having starting trouble, start at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right,
Alicia Myers.
Yes, remember this? This song is a classic.
This is a great song right here. One of the best.
It's like 1988 or something. It's just classic, though. Never gets old, right?
Never. Love it.
Yep. All right. There it is. I can picture Rob Parker on the dance floor. This time in 88, he's wearing some baggies, getting down.
Rob Parker.
That's right. I had a part in my hair, too.
Yes, a couple of them, actually.
That's right.
877-99 on Fox.
Let's do it.
Speaking of being in the zone, Rob, Dame is in the zone. Let's see if he needs to move on, though, what people are saying.
All right, Brandon in Tucson. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Brandon?
Hey, thanks, guys. I'm saying I think he needs to move on because I think it's a fine line between him being, you know, Isaiah Thomas and Steve Nash. You know, if you're trying to be that one single guy, it's going to be tough. And if you look at Isaiah Thomas, he had to do it with the rules of them being the Bad Boys and everything else just to get that. He wasn't going to get over that hump. I don't know what you guys think.
Well, I think the only way for Dame to become Isaiah Thomas is to do it in Portland with what he has. Because that's what Isaiah had this type of team, right? As great as Dame is, does he make these dudes better? He's not a selfish player by any stretch.
No. But when you look at that Pistons team, and that franchise hadn't won anything, Chris.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't like some winning tradition or something,
nope.
And Isaiah showed up. He was a top pick because they stunk when he came out of Indiana.
You're right.
Right.
No,
he
built that team. I mean, Bill Laimbeer was no prize. Rick Mahorn, and I'm not dissing them, but, you know, they were role players.
Right.
John Sally.
He didn't have
obviously
a top
Joe
50
Dumars
player.
Right. So if he went elsewhere, look, it'd still be great for him to win, but it wouldn't measure up to what Isaiah did. And the only way for him to measure up to that is to do it right there in Portland, pretty much with what he has.
No doubt about it. Gary in San Antonio, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Gary?
Hey, guys. Hey, so... You know, I just believe that if he moves on, I just believe that'll be, I don't know, maybe a knock against his legacy. I just think that if he sticks around in Portland and does what he's continuing to do now, shooting fire, I just believe that I believe his legacy there in Portland with the people of Portland, his family being there, I just believe.
Well, yeah, okay, he'll get major love in Portland. Yeah, Gary, he'll be a hero there. But here's
no
the
doubt.
Question, Gary. If he goes elsewhere and wins versus if he stays in Portland and never wins it, but, you know, it's great, you know, maybe end up a Hall of Famer, but they never win a championship, maybe probably never even get to the finals, which legacy is better to have?
Me, I feel that the legacy of what I feel like doing it the right way is by staying there, building the team around him, and I know they probably don't have a lot of money or a lot of pieces to be able to deal to get somebody to come in, but, I mean, they got him and CJ. I don't see any reason why they couldn't just get some role players, some 6, 7, 8 men.
Or they make a trade and get one other player. I mean,
here's the thing. Look, Yusef Nurkic is not bad at all. I mean, I like him. Yeah, you mentioned CJ. Melo in this role, Rob, is good in this role. They could use Trevor Ariza right now for sure because they need a wing defender. And, you know, but they got some pretty good players. You see Gary Trent Jr. We'll see if he can keep this up. But they've been swept the last 2 years in the playoffs, you know, and they've got pretty decent players.
No doubt about it. Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Marty, what's happening?
Not much, fellas. I enjoyed watching both of you on your appearances on TV today.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, and I saw your tweet. Marty liked the jacket, the salmon jacket I was wearing today, right, Marty?
Marty, was that salmon or pink?
It was fried. It don't care what color it was. It
that's a nice way of saying pink.
He loved it.
This, my man.
He loved it. Marty loved it. I'll stop it.
I can't wear pink.
I can wear pink. I'm not dissing it.
Every time you say something now, it has something to do with the Jordans that I bought River.
Well, you know, he's not going to say anything because, you know, he bought River Jordans.
I know you bought his loyalty.
If it looks good, it looks good. I can't wear pink. White guys don't look good in pink.
I agree. I don't think
you're
so.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Certain guys.
Yellow, no, that's I'm looking at it again now.
It don't look as good on him as it does you, Rob.
Oh, no. It would look, yeah. My skin is white. It would look good on me.
No,
that
it
is
would
pink,
look,
though. What? That is pink, Rob. There's
it
no.
Said
I'm looking at it
on
right
the,
now.
On
that's
the,
why you
on
got that
rap.
Frown on your face.
No.
But you about made Shannon cry when you said Jordan was the only one that never did come up short. So
am
you,
I wrong?
You were right, but it was. But right. I thought Shannon got up in his feelings. But I'll get to the point, guys. I'm small talking too much. Portland really reminds me of Golden State right before they reached that level of where you knew they could compete for a title. For several years, they were getting better. They were in the upper 40s and wins, in 50s, in mid-50s. And then a small tweak, they started passing the ball 1.4 more times per possession. And all of a sudden, it's like, wow, these guys are good.
Right.
I think Portland's a small tweak away from being right there at the top, and I would love it if Dame, as good as he is, as great as he is, if he sticks there and tries to do it there, because we just don't see that often anymore.
Well, that tweak, Marty, was the coach.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good, you know, and Mark Jackson did a great job there, but you can't deny Steve Kerr took him to another level. He found the perfect offense for those guys. And I'm with you, because they do. It's a lot of dribbling by the guards, and I agree. If you go to, like, more of a Golden State-type system there, then, yeah, that could take them to a whole nother level. Terry Stotts would be wise to look at doing something like that. All right, it is the iCouple. We got our man Eddie House in the house next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It's the Odd Couple. Thank you, Brian. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to Geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. He's got his own theme music, so you know what that means. He's a premier guest, NBA champion, three-point marksman back in his day. Before that was commonplace, too. Mr. Eddie House. What's up, brother?
Eddie.
What's happening, fellas? What's going down?
We are good, man. We are good. Let's get right to it. We were saying Dame Lillard obviously is all the rage right now.
Town
and we
business.
Were kind of – what was that?
Town business.
Right. So we were saying he's now you could say he's raised it up a notch. He's like jumped the level. But the level he's jumped to now is going to come with increased scrutiny and criticism. Because now it's like really the only thing left for him to do. Yeah, he could win an MVP. That would be big for him. But really, people now are going to say, yeah, he's great, like James Harden. But can he win a championship? Is that fair that you think he's going to, now he'll start, if he doesn't take that team deep in the playoffs and get to the finals or win it, that's what people are going to look to. They're going to acknowledge his greatness, but always wonder, okay, but can he win the championship?
I think this is the thing that everybody has to realize, and I think we all get caught up in it when somebody's being extremely successful on an individual level. We start putting these expectations on them to be able to take over and be able to put their team on the whole team on their back, and everything else that happens is just their fault. I think that's totally unfair. There's not one guy ever in the history of this league that won it by themselves. There's always been somebody else, a few other guys, not only a couple other super, a couple other really, really great players, or a really great bench. But I understand that comes with the territory. To me, we got to look at Dame Lillard and say that, okay, we know what he can bring. What else is everybody else around him going to be able to bring to, or what is the organization? Because the championships are won with not only the players, but they also with the organization putting the right team together to put on the floor. So I think it would be unfair to answer your question. It would be unfair to just hang everything on Damian Lillard's back if they're not able to win a championship. Say, oh, well, he wasn't that great because he didn't win a championship, because it's been many great players. I mean, really, really great players. And, right. you know, I watch you on Instagram, and you name off a lot of them. And some of them don't have right. championships, but they still were great players.
How about where are you, Eddie, on this? Chris and I kind of agreed with that, the idea of LeBron making it public about, you know, saying only way we're going to win a championship, Kyle Kuzma has to be the number three player or whatever. Maybe that's something you say to Kyle Kuzma, not in the public eye, not out on public
privately,
for everybody.
Yeah.
Right. Does this add any pressure to Kyle Kuzma, and was that fair of LeBron?
No, definitely adds pressure to him. Yeah, and I think everything is fair. I think if LeBron could be called out, why can't Kyle Kuzma?
Because he's an inconsistent second-year player. I mean,
it does not matter. See, that's what it goes back to. What the first question you asked me? You know, we just talking about one guy, and one guy is never going to win it. You know, one guy is never going to get it done. He's going to need other players that are close to his caliber, or at least in the starting lineup, and also guys that come off the bench to have to perform their best. And
if the big three, Eddie, and when you were in Boston, if the big three had said, man, look, for us to win the championship, Eddie Howe's got to come off the bench
right.
and hit threes.
Hey, you know what? At the end of the day, duh, that's the whole reason why I was brought in. I'm supposed to come in and do that. They're not saying nothing that's not already known. You know, those things are already known. And I think that for everybody else that's out there, people misconstrued and think that it's only these Anthony Davis and LeBron James. As long as you got them two, y'all got a chance. No, you're going to have other guys step up. And Kyle Kuzma better be coming out and doing what he was expected to do. That's the reason why we kept you and let them other guys go. Because otherwise, we would have kept Brandon Ingram if we felt like he was better than you. But we felt that you were better than him, suited for this team, and we need you to do what we thought you can do. So
hey, Eddie,
I don't think there's a problem with that.
Go ahead,
Chris. Let me just follow up on that. Just speaking of the Lakers in general, with the poor play for the most part in the bubble,
mm-hmm.
and just people looking at the roster and saying it's top heavy and there's not a lot of depth there, the chances of them seem that most people, even though they're favorites in Vegas, and remember, being favorites in Vegas doesn't mean you win. That means that they want people to bet money on them. That's why they set the odds. But where are you on the Lakers and their chances? Do they look as good as they did during the season? Do they look different, or do you still expect them to be in the championship or not?
No. We talked about this weeks before, and it's, the thing is, they could be the favorites in Vegas, but it's still other teams, I think, in the West that have opportunity. This year, think about this. There's not a – we talk about all the seasons before this season, right?
Right.
And we knew that it was going to be the Warriors, and that was usually our favorite. Everybody know that the Warriors going to win, and when LeBron was in Cleveland, it was the Cleveland, the Warriors. Coming out the East was Cleveland. Coming out the West was the Warriors. Who you think going to win there? Most people lean to the Warriors. I think this year – on both sides, Eastern Conference and Western Conference, I think it's a toss-up. I think any one of those teams that are the upper echelon teams that we feel that have an opportunity can come out the East or come out the West, and either one of them don't have a favorite over the other team, in my opinion. I think that any team can beat another team, you know what I'm saying, as far as you look at Toronto. I think Toronto can beat Milwaukee, you know, but I think Milwaukee, in turn, maybe can turn around and beat Miami if Miami gets there. Or maybe Miami could beat – you know what I'm saying? I think it's so much parity right now as far as it's kind of an even playing field. There's no clear-cut favorite. And for me, I think that's exciting. That's more exciting than going into something knowing that it's going to be these two teams at the end, and I think this team is better than that team, and that's going to win. So I think it bodes for exciting basketball. And exactly, and I want to give credit to what the NBA have done. I was one of the guys that was saying that I don't know if it's going to work. This thing has been working out tremendously well. Nobody has been testing positive, and the level of play has been high caliber. I mean, guys have been balling out there, and I mean, every time you turn on the TV and watch a basketball game, you are extremely entertained. not only if you're a basketball fan, but if you're just a casual fan that just want to watch some sports, you are entertained with what you're seeing.
No doubt, no doubt. We got a minute left, Eddie. The new rules came out about family and friends being able to come. They don't want, you know, you can't bring anybody you just met on Instagram or social media.
Why not? That might be your next wife, Eddie. Well,
I think, Eddie,
I might have met her on Instagram.
They know these dudes a lot of them messing with the same girls.
No,
right?
But I might need some new work though. I might need some new work. You know what I mean? So
listen to you.
But is that part of it that they don't want anything going down where if one dude got a girl that he had come stay with him and then other dudes
Welcome to the NBA.
Right, but they want to avoid that. They don't want any drama in the bubble. And I think that's a big part of it. I also think though, Eddie, it could be good for the players because you just meet somebody on Instagram. You might not know her well enough, but you got her staying with you in the bubble. They'd probably be better off without that, right? So tell me about your feelings on this whole thing.
I think really what they're doing, if it's not broke, don't fix it. I think they're doing a great job on what they're doing now. And if they start trying to change things, I think you are asking for something, an unforeseen incident to maybe happen. You know, and you want to just keep all those variables away from changing anything that you guys have been doing, that they've been doing thus far. And I think, like I said, the NBA has done a fantastic job with the bubble, with keeping everybody healthy, with putting a great product on television to be watching. It's competitive. Everybody's getting excited about the playoffs. I think that you have to just keep moving forward with that model. And if you start getting lax and relaxing, that's the minute that maybe something could come in and change. And it's at the wrong time, right? You know, if that was that's something you could have tested early on with the 8 games that you had to play. But right now, it's at that particular time to where everything's coming down to, you know, playoffs starting and everybody is looking to who is going to win a championship. And I think everybody's excited about, I don't know who's you got. Let me ask you guys a question. You guys asked me a bunch of questions. Let me ask you one question. Who's your favorite, Chris? Who's your favorite, Rob, to win an NBA championship?
Clippers. Deep, great coach, play defense. What don't they have?
I'm leaning in the East, Eddie. I've said Milwaukee. I'm going to make my official pick before the playoffs start. I'm leaning toward – I might go with Toronto, man.
I'm sticking with Milwaukee. Milwaukee. I don't think Milwaukee gets past Toronto, to be honest. I'm with Chris. I think the one thing about Toronto is they are collectively playing together as a team. They all buy into the system. They've been there together. And the one thing about it, they don't have one guy that they're just leaning on. I think all of them can do something. They all can dribble, pass, shoot. They can take you off the dribble. They can ISO. And then they're just a really good defensive team collectively. So Toronto is definitely they bumped themselves up, in my book, are having a great chance of possibly going back-to-back.
All right, he's Eddie House, friend of the show, always brings the knowledge. Thanks, brother, man.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Eddie.
It.
No problem, y'all. Y'all be cool, man.
Yep, peace. Shop Talk is next. Keep it locked. All right, couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. Surprising news in the media. Deion Sanders left the NFL Network, who's really become, you know, he's not Charles Barkley or anybody like that, but he's become a really good broadcaster. Made a nice second career for himself.
I think it's I'm with you. That's pretty big news. When I heard it this morning, I was like, what?
So he goes, Deion Sanders leaves NFL Network and goes to Barstool Sports, where he'll do a podcast and a Sunday morning show on their streaming with Dave Portnoy. Pregame show. Dave Portnoy and Big Cat. Dave Katz, is that his name? Big Cat? We had him on the show. Dan Katz. Like you said, Rob, it's big news. That's huge, I think, for Barstool. Yeah. I think that's going to bring – and I don't listen to Barstool.
You're not the target audience.
Right. It seems to me like they're white guy, frat style,
that's probably most of their Right. That's what I agree with you. I don't think it's geared towards us.
Nah. But Deion will bring them into that lane. So I think he's gonna bring them into a whole nother audience that is just going to help their company.
I agree. And I know I'm not dissing the people over there, but I think you'd be hard-pressed, Chris, for people to tell you who's on their roster over there. And Deion absolutely will encourage and make people find it and hear what he has to say. I think for them it's a big move in order to land such a name and a personality. And, you know, for whatever they had to shell out to get him, and that's how you get more into the mainstream.
Right. That's another thing.
Right.
Because they were saying that they hope, you know, they've got a horrible relationship with the NFL. And they hope that this will kind of begin the process of smoothing it over.
Even
and
though the NFL
like
owns the NFL Network, so he basically walked out on
right.
that, you know what I mean?
Well, like, apparently the NFL Network did want to cut his salary basically in half. So
is that what
it
the
wasn't,
was?
Yeah, it wasn't like a bidding war. It was like NFL Network was like, look, we want you to take basically a 50% pay cut. And so he may not be making as much as he was making, you know, before with the NFL Network. But I'm sure he's making more.
He's got to be making more than the pay cut.
Yeah, yes,
right?
Exactly.
I mean,
yes.
Otherwise,
the reports
that
were that
sense.
He was making about $2 million a year. And that the NFL Network wanted to cut it essentially in half. So it would have been about $1 million. So he's obviously making somewhere between.
So you're
probably making
more than
at least
Deion.
One and a half.
Wow, huh? Chris. You're making more than Deion. You're not even in the Hall
Please,
of Fame.
Please, I wish. Maybe one day. Maybe something to aspire to. You know?
Maybe we'll come up with an idea and make a lot of money. What do you think? Maybe.
Hey, we got to talk about that too.
Yes.
Any movement?
Let's move.
Any more movement?
No, but it's moving. It's moving.
All right, don't be keeping it secret either.
No. Right away, didn't I contact you?
Yes. All right, I'm excited about that, man.
It's coming up.
I'm excited about that. All right, iCouple, we got an hour left. Speaking of excited, you should be excited. 60 minutes left. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.